Okay, first off, when you have a two-story home, the upstairs has to have a little more capacity. So it's usually bigger upstairs and downstairs if they're pretty equal in square footage. Secondly, manual J conditions do not take into consideration our weather conditions that we're having to deal with. In this case, cooling the house, keeping the house dehumidified during mild times. And of course, when we get into the heating season, it's going to be a whole different story. As far as 3 tons for 2,200 square feet, that's way too small. The coil's running too warm, and you're not dehumidifying, and that's the problem. So there's a couple of things we could do here maybe to get it fixed. You'll have to call someone out to take a look. Absolute Comfort Air would be the people I would tell you to call. You want to get about a 25 to 27 degree drop across the coil. I don't know if you're going to achieve that. This time of year, you probably will. Summertime, probably not, because the units are too small. Secondly, this is a medical condition. This is just not, you know, somebody trying to stay cool in their house. I would definitely look into, especially if humidity is an issue, get a separate dehumidifying system for those days you really need it, because you have got to control this more so than just an everyday average Joe air conditioner. I think it's serious.
No, I'm listening to you. I'm taking notes. Trust me.
I would definitely do some air quality testing and make sure that you're getting your humidities just right, and maybe a separate HEPA filter where you're sitting around a lot, whether it's in your bedroom or next to watch where you're watching TV or whatever. But those things are important when you're in this kind of situation.
I'm sorry, I'm just a little distracted here.
Let's talk about the medical conditions. We've got so many you can deal with. That's right. Why backup generators are so important if you have equipment you have to keep running.
Right.
And it could be as simple as your air conditioner or your refrigerator with insulin, like my grandmother had after Hurricane Andrew. They couldn't get ice to keep her insulin cold. You've got all these situations. You've got humidity in this case, because I do believe it's a breathing issue. I'm not a doctor. And you've got cooling, and there's just so much going on with this stuff. So you've got to be careful when it's medical. It's got to be more than your average house air conditioner.
Great.